Hey, it's day 32, Warming Others, which revolves around, I think, probably, in my opinion, the most powerful story in the whole book, at least to me. It was a story I heard a number of years ago about this Jewish man named Yonkel, who owned a bakery shop in Crown Heights. And he was asked how he survived the concentration camps and eventually made it to the United States. And he said basically that his survival was attributable to this one incident that took place when he was a teenager on the train to one of the camps. And he described how the Nazis would transport Jews in these boxcars. Sometimes they would leave the trains unattended overnight, even for days, and there was no food and water. It was terrible, terrible conditions. And they were often freezing cold, depending on the time of the year. And Yonkel found himself in a boxcar with many fellow Jews being taken to Auschwitz. And it was night and it was freezing. And the Nazis left the train sitting overnight, and sitting next to Yonkel was this older Jew who he recognized from his hometown. And the elderly man was shivering from head to toe, and he looked just really awful. So Yonkel describes how he wrapped his arms around him. He says, "I began to warm him by rubbing his arms and legs, his neck and his face, and I begged him all night to be strong and to hang on, telling him to be better in the morning. And somehow I kept this old man warm. But I was exhausted, and I was also freezing. My fingers were numb, but I just didn't stop rubbing heat into this man's body." And he continued to describe that what happened was that the hours dragged on, and finally the night passed, and the morning came, and the sun began to shine, and I started to feel a little warmth in the boxcar. But, you know, we were sitting in the dark all night, so I couldn't really see exactly what was happening. But then some sunlight entered the boxcar, and I looked around. And to my utter horror, Yonkel describes, all I could see were frozen bodies. It was a deathly silence. Nobody made it through the night, except for two people, me and the old man. The old man survived because somebody kept him warm. And I survived because I was warming someone else. And that, of course, is one of the great secrets of Judaism, that when you warm another person, you warm yourself. We often think of going out of our way for other people is a sort of a nice thing, an altruistic thing. You're such a good person for someone else. But we often overlook what it does for us when we give. And I quoted the passage from the Talmud, Ner Le'echad, Ner Le'meah, says it in Shabbat 122a, a candle for one is a candle for 100 people. That when you create light for one person, it creates light for everyone. And it doesn't take away from it. And the same applies really to our own Torah study and our own spiritual growth. When it comes to wisdom, when we share it, we benefit. And I know this personally from teaching, how much I personally grow from being able to teach and to inspire my students. It's Motzei Rosh Hashanah right now, and I'm really exhausted from 2.5 days of straight leading MJE services and giving speeches and introducing tefillot and singing my heart out, and 3 major meals that we had two in our home, one at MJE, with hundreds of people, and it fills me, and it does something incredible. I don't feel like I'm just doing a nice thing for other people. It's doing something for me. So just as a small candle you can light for one person, it just lights for others. When we give to other people, whether it's keeping somebody warm or it's inspiring another person spiritually, it does at least as much for the person giving as it does for the one receiving. And that is a bracha that I want to really wish everyone. Who do we know that we can give to this year? Or maybe this week? Aseres Yemei Teshuva, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur now, is an opportunity to create merits for ourselves. Who can we help? And think about this not only in terms of the other person, but how wonderful it will make us feel. Because remember that in the end, and this is the way I ended the chapter, the love and the embrace that we offer others will bring us as much of love and warmth in return.